Find the wise person who will listen. Hi there, this is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, coming to you from Riverside, California. Podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. Today we'll read Proverbs 8 and 9, after which I will have some comments. I'm calling today's episode, I'm Not a Smart Man. The show notes page for today's episode is lifespringmedia.com/S12E183. Shall we begin? Proverbs chapter 8. Listen, wisdom is calling out. Reason is making herself heard. On the hilltops near the road, and at the crossroads she stands. At the entrance to the city beside the gates she calls, I appeal to all of you, I call to everyone on earth. Are you immature? Listen to be mature. Are you foolish? Listen to have sense. Listen to my excellent words. All I tell you is right. What I say is the truth. Lies are hateful to me. Everything I say is true. Nothing is false or misleading. To those with insight, it is all clear. To the well-informed, it is all plain. Choose my instruction instead of silver. Choose knowledge rather than the finest gold. I am wisdom. I am better than jewels. Nothing you want can compare with me. I am wisdom, and I have insight. I have knowledge and sound judgment. To honor the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil ways and false words. I make plans and carry them out. I have understanding and I am strong. I help kings to govern and rulers to make good laws. Every ruler on earth governs with my help, officials and nobles alike. I love those who love me. Whoever looks for me can find me. I have riches and honor to give, prosperity and success. What you get from me is better than the finest gold, better than the purest silver. I walk the way of righteousness. I follow the paths of justice, giving wealth to those who love me, filling their houses with treasures. The Lord created me first of all, the first of His works, long ago. I was made in the very beginning, at the first, before the world began. I was born before the oceans, when there were no springs of water. I was born before the mountains, before the hills were set in place, before God made the earth and its fields, or even the first handful of soil. I was there when He set the sky in place, when He stretched the horizon across the ocean, when He placed the clouds in the sky, when He opened the springs of the ocean and ordered the waters of the sea to rise no further than He said. I was there when He laid the earth's foundations. I was beside Him like an architect. I was His daily source of joy, always happy in His presence, happy with the world, and pleased with the human race. Now, young people, listen to me. Do as I say, and you will be happy. Listen to what you are taught. Be wise. Do not neglect it. Those who listen to me will be happy, those who stay at my door every day, waiting at the entrance to my home. Those who find me find life, and the Lord will be pleased with them. Those who do not find me hurt themselves. Anyone who hates me loves death. Proverbs chapter 9. Wisdom has built her house and made 7 columns for it. She has had an animal killed for a feast, mixed spices in the wine, and set the table. She has sent her servant women to call out from the highest place in town, "Come in, ignorant people." And to the foolish she says, "Come, eat my food and drink the wine that I have mixed. Leave the company of ignorant people and live. Follow the way of knowledge." If you correct conceited people, you will only be insulted. If you reprimand evil people, you will only get hurt. Never correct conceited people. They will hate you for it. But if you correct the wise, they will respect you. Anything you say to the wise will make them wiser. Whatever you tell the righteous will add to their knowledge. To be wise, you must first have reverence for the Lord. If you know the Holy One, you have understanding. Wisdom will add years to your life. You are the one who will profit if you have wisdom, and if you reject it, you are the one who will suffer. Stupidity is like a loud, ignorant, shameless woman. She sits at the door of her house or on a seat in the highest part of town and calls out to people passing by who are minding their own business, "Come in, ignorant people." To the foolish, she says, "Stolen water is sweeter. Stolen bread tastes better." Her victims do not know that the people die who go to her house, that those who have already entered are now deep in the world of the dead.
Well, beloved, today I've got thoughts on both Proverbs 8 and 9. Wisdom in Proverbs 8 is again personified as a woman. And at the beginning of the chapter, she calls out from the hilltops, at the crossroads, at the entrance to the city, to everyone on earth. Wisdom is available to any who will listen, not only to the learned, but even the most humble. When I first began to think about this truth, I thought of Forrest Gump when he said,
"I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is."
You know, even though it was fairly obvious in watching the film that he truly was not smart, he did learn a certain amount of wisdom, didn't he? Much more than the woman he loved who was smarter than he was. Bible commentator Derek Kidner wrote this about Proverbs 8. "A chapter which is to soar beyond time and space opens at street level to make it clear, first, that the wisdom of God is as relevant to the shopping center as to heaven itself." Commentator Duane Garrett had this to say, "The important point is that wisdom is for ordinary people. She's not confined to the academic classroom or to sacred precincts of the temple, nor is she high atop some mountain where only the hardiest and most determined will find her. To the contrary, she wants to attract all and be accessible to all." And Adam Clark said this, "There are, it is true, temples, synagogues, churches, chapels, etc., but hundreds of thousands never frequent them, and therefore do not hear the voice of truth. Wisdom, therefore, must go to them, if she wishes them to receive her instructions. Hence, the zealous ministers of Christ go still to the highways and hedges, to the mountains and plains, to the ships and the cottages, to persuade sinners to turn from the error of their ways and accept that redemption which was procured by the sacrificial offering of Jesus Christ." Yes, beloved, it is true that it is up to us to go to those who do not know Jesus. But in Proverbs 9, there is a warning. In our translation today, Proverbs 9, verses 7 and 8 said, "If you correct conceited people, you will only be insulted. If you reprimand evil people, you will only get hurt. Never correct conceited people, they will hate you for it. But if you correct the wise, they will respect you." And that's in the Good News Translation that we read today. But the New American Standard and several other translations render the verses like this. "He who corrects a scoffer gets dishonor for himself, and he who reproves a wicked man gets insults for himself. Do not reprove a scoffer, or he will hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you." This is a much better, more accurate translation, in my opinion. Of the scoffer, commentator Alan P. Ross wrote, "He is the person who will not live by wise and moral teachings, and is not content to let others do so without his cynical mocking." Most of us have known scoffers, haven't we? Especially those who scoff at Christians. Proverbs 9 tells us what to expect when we try to share the truth of the gospel with them. In my experience, it's better to follow Jesus' advice in Matthew 10:14. Jesus said, "If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake the dust off your feet when you leave that house or town." Yes, I think we should pray for them, but don't give them a lot of your time or effort. Instead, find the wise person who will listen. He will, as the second half of verse 8 here in Proverbs 9 says, he will love you. Think of the person who brought you to Christ. Chances are good that you have very good feelings about that person. Tell me about that person in the comments. I've told you that my friend Dell is the one who invited me to the church where I gave my heart to the Lord. Yes, it's the same Dell who's married to Kathy, who we have been praying for. Yes, I do love Dell. I thank God that he brought Dell into my life. Tell me about the one who introduced you to Jesus. Go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E183. I really want to hear about him. And then tomorrow we will read Ezekiel chapters 19 through 24.
Boost.
So it seems that my Raspberry Pi was offline for some period of time. And if you tried to send a boost or a boostergram, it probably failed. I was unaware of the problem until Wednesday at about 5 p.m. It is now fixed. Took a few minutes to figure it out, but all's well now. Sorry about that. And then just before I started recording, as I was putting this show together, Sean of
San Pedro
sent a boostergram with 1,234 sats. 1, 2, 3, 4. And the boostergram said, I tried to boost earlier and it didn't go through. Trying again. Well, Sean, thank you for your persistence. Much appreciated, and God bless you. I appreciate it. If you'd like to participate in or learn more about Value for Value, go to lifespringmedia.com/support. On this date in church history, March 3rd, 1865, Congress approved U.S. Treasury Secretary Salmon P. Chase's mandate to the U.S. Mint to prepare a device with which to inscribe the motto, In God We Trust, on U.S. coins. I did a little 3 or 4 minute study on Salmon P. Chase. I'd never heard about him before. He was an amazing man. And though the Chase Bank is named after him, that's as far as the connection goes. And on this date in church history, March 3rd, 1921, Jessie Brown Pounds passed away. She was born in Ohio, and she was a poet and composer. In her lifetime, she authored 50 librettos for cantatas and operettas, 9 books, and more than 400 gospel song texts, including Anywhere with Jesus, Beautiful Isle of Somewhere, I Know That My Redeemer Liveth, one of my favorites, The Way of the Cross Leads Home, and The Touch of His Hand on Mine. Quite a prolific writer. Let's pray, beloved. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for calling us to be yours. We thank you for your word. We thank you that you've made yourself known to us and that you invite us to know wisdom. Thank you that wisdom is not just for the highly educated. As we've seen, education is not a prerequisite or even a guarantee of wisdom. As a matter of fact, you've taught us in your word today that there really is no correlation between the two. We have only to honor you and seek wisdom, and you will reveal it to us. What a blessing that is, Lord. Thank you, and help us to make it a lifelong endeavor. I thank you, Lord, for those you brought to the LifeSpring family, and I pray that you bless them today with a greater measure of wisdom. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've got a prayer request or a praise, please go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com and let me know about it. I'll share it on the show as we lift up our prayer requests and praises to God. Tell somebody about the show. Share it. And then comment on the show at lifespringmedia.com/S12E183. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com and support the show at lifespringmedia.com/support. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thank you for being here. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.